This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Former FBI Director James Comey indicted by a grand jury. Right to ABC's Catherine Falders with the latest.
Three counts were sought here by the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, and were told by sources that the grand jury indicted on two of those three counts that she was seeking. One of those counts is false statements, presumably to Congress, given that this is what this investigation centered on. The second was an obstruction charge. That's all we know right now.
This comes just days after President Trump publicly demanded that his Justice Department bring charges against Comey and other political opponents. When the previous U.S. attorney in Eastern Virginia, Eric Siebert, declined, Trump ousted him and replaced him with Halligan, his former personal attorney. She brought the charges. On his social media, President Trump calling today's indictment of Comey, quote, justice in America. This is ABC News. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy now headed to prison after he was found guilty in an international bribery scheme. ABC's Inez de la Cotera has more.
This case revolves around his time as interior minister back in 2005. Prosecutors say that he essentially struck a deal with Libyan officials, offering up diplomatic favors in exchange for campaign finances. The court says that it couldn't actually find that any of those finances made it into Sarkozy's accounts, but they say that doesn't matter, that it's the intent that matters here.
In Florida, two men and their dogs killed in an apparent lightning strike this week, say authorities. The men traveled from the Miami area with the dogs for a hunting trip when they were found dead along a trail in Highlands County Wednesday. Amazon will pay a record-setting $2.5 billion in a newly announced settlement agreement with the FTC over allegations the company duped millions of users to sign up for its Prime program and then made it difficult to cancel. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not so good at bats where he leaves his zone, chases down especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns it.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows in the mid-50s. With sunshine for tomorrow, beautiful day, a high in the upper 70s. Upper 70s for the high Saturday with sun. Staying dry with more sunshine for Sunday, a high around 80 again. Right now it's 76.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen
yeah.
to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. That we can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we are having a time tonight. This is so much fun. It's great to have you here on this Thursday night. A fun show, two great guests, and a fun question, some great topics. We're having a blast here. We did the, for those of you just joining us in the first hour, we did the popcorn pick of the week with our pal Ben Chan, Jeopardy champ Ben Chan, who picked the movie The Red Shoes and Tampopo. So two films I have not seen. I'm very excited, and two classics. So that's those are great choices. As usual, we usually get pretty good responses on the Popcorn Pick of the Week, or great choices. Norm Kopesky will be here. We'll be back to Ben in just a few minutes. Norm Kopesky will be here at 7:35, the owner of Appleton Cigar, who also joins us frequently on the show, and he's going to tell us all about this really cool contest they have going down there, and it's this weekend, so you won't want to miss that. And as I mentioned, we'll be right back to Ben shortly. What else did we miss, Conrad? What are we talking about in the first? You're standing right next to me. You could just tell me.
Yeah. I'm bringing out my tools right
Conrad
now.
Is trying to. We're having an issue with the screen, and we're trying to hone in and figure out what it is. So. If we have some technical difficulties, stay with us, folks. You can tune in on the app as well, though, if that's easier, or the, you know, or just the old-fashioned radio. What's up, Ben? You seem concerned.
Your browser can't access your devices. Try restarting your browser.
Con, have you tried that? We've got a Jeopardy champ in here giving us technological
I'm
support.
I'm reading from the screen.
So, folks, this is exciting. As all of you, or most of you probably know, all week, we've been talking about our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It is our multi-state contest where we give you a keyword during the hour, and you have to text in that keyword on the app, on the Civic Media app. That is the only contingency. You have to have the app to play. And then I'm going to give you the keyword in about 10 minutes. You text that in, and you are eligible to win $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Do you jewelry, Ben? Are you...
I think watches are that's the jewelry I have.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I have a Fitbit. I don't know if that counts as, doesn't count as jewelry. But if you enter the keyword, you're eligible for the daily prize of the cash and jewelry, and you're also automatically entered in the grand prize drawing. And the grand prize is pretty cool. It's two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's professional football. And it's a Green Bay home game on November 25th at 12 p.m. The green and gold squares off against, as Conrad would call them, the purple people eaters. We're even throwing in a gas card that will get you to the game, so it really, there's nothing coming out of your pocket there. I'm too mature to make a joke just about to make, but all right. So I'm going to give you the keyword, folks, in just a few minutes. Text that in. And once you get a response from us, click on the link. And if you sign up for the Civic Media newsletter or Civic Media Today or our social media, follow us on social media, you're extra eligible. You have more of a chance to win. I'm not articulating that very well, but trust me, that's what you want to do because you will give yourself the best chance to win. Good luck, everybody. Keyword coming up in about 10 minutes. We have some more time here with our pal Ben Chan. So, Conrad is our question of the night. Also, by the way, folks, is you got to get in this. We have so many texts. This is a great question. What is the saddest song ever written? And this is not based on, there's no inspiration for this really, except I probably heard, you know, an Eric Carmen tune yesterday, and I thought I got to get this out there. So we've gotten a lot of text responses. We'll read some of those after I give the keyword as well. So keep the texts coming. What is the saddest song you've ever heard? And now we are back to our guest, Ben Chan. Thanks for sticking around, bud.
I heard that on the way over. I've got a pick for that. I Cover the Waterfront. Sung by Billie Holiday.
I Cover the Waterfront.
Yeah. It's an old...
I love Billie Holiday. She's got one of the coolest voices.
Yeah.
I don't know that song, though. I don't think.
I'm not going to try to sing it. It's about walking on the waterfront, being real sad.
Alone? Okay.
Looking at the water. Kind of like sitting by the Duck Bay, but very
that's
sad.
That's not sad, though.
No, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
It's Billie Holiday being real sad.
I said Danny Boy... Conrad said a song from this show he loves. It's called Cat Funeral.
By Marshall Erickson.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, do not bond with Conrad over this.
When you're writing your dissertation, it's real. You're just like in a cave, 10 hours a day writing your dissertation. And I had my roommate who was nice. And then I had the good folks of How I Met Your Mother. They were my friends.
Oh, there you go, Con.
Yeah, they're
nice
definitely my friends, too.
See, now you should be on. What if this was like a situation where like Michael Scott on The Office became obsessed with Jim, and you just became obsessed with Ben, and you started doing everything and trying to get
Conrad.
On Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You're obsessed with Conrad. Everybody's obsessed with Conrad. Hey, you're on a mural here in downtown Green Bay.
It's down, oh, they took it down for the draft.
Oh, they did. Are they going to put it back up?
No.
The draft is 1 year, buddy. But your accomplishments last a lifetime.
I'm trying to get some sort of gigs as being generic local celebrity.
Is that, how's that work? You should easily. I mean, that's like, you've done something that's kind of different and unique.
No, it's fine. It's cool. I mean, the cool thing, I think, you know, I've now met a lot of people who've had similar success, but I don't think anybody had as much community support.
Yeah.
As like there's nothing like it. And you know, you can't, Green Bay is special in that way, right? Like,
listen,
I had hoped that, you know, that's why I talked a lot about Green Bay, because I want, you know, that was one of my motivations for doing well, was to like hype Green Bay, and I did that the best I could, and it was really cool that, you know, a lot of people here appreciated it.
I remember the woman that used to manage this property, Christy Barlament, introduced me to you, and she was telling me about these you know, watch parties you would have. Like the support you got was incredible. That must have made you feel like, yeah, Green Bay's home.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's the thing I joke about is, you know, when I first moved here, somebody who's, you know, multi-generational Wisconsinite was like, you know, as much, and he knew I loved Wisconsin. He's like, the problem is you'll never be a Wisconsin native, and that's going to be different. And I think like I kind of got to skip the line by, and now I think, you know, I get the perks of being a Wisconsin native.
Yeah.
Right. So that's cool.
Through your fame. Yeah, that's so cool. All right. So Ben is here. We're going to, before we do this quiz, Conrad is getting his steps in today. What do you want to talk about Lawrence University? You got a new position. How's that going?
Yeah, Lawrence is great. I taught, that's actually why I'm in Wisconsin. That was what first moved me there. Then I moved to St. Norbert. So now I'm going back and, it's cool. You know, I'm glad it was 12 years ago, I think, when I was last there. It still feels like another home for me. So I was glad to see. I still knew a lot of people there. The culture is very strong there.
Yeah.
In terms of liberal arts. It's a great school.
Absolutely.
So it's been great so far. We're just finishing up week 2 right now. So
can I give you advice? I'm not a Jeopardy winner. I know I'm not as smart as you. I'm fine with that, but we're friends. I would like to give you a piece of advice. Will you take it?
Yeah.
Do I have permission? Okay. Pace yourself on the Diet Pepsi Bunny. That's like your third one. You're going to be up all night. You can laugh. That's okay. It's like stifling himself.
No, I was going to cough.
Oh, okay.
We don't have, where's the cough button?
We don't have a cough button.
I know, right?
All right. Well, we're working on it. So, all right. So, can we do a quick quiz here?
Yeah.
I think this will all be right, our question tomorrow night because we've gotten such incredible response on this. But let's have fun with the quiz.
Yeah. So,
with Ben.
So, this is the one-hit wonder quiz that I made. Oof. And you can either say, I'll take the artist or the name of the song. Okay. Either okay. or.
So, both of us are, should we alternate? Because we don't have buzzers or anything. This isn't like Jeopardy, Ben. I mean, you know.
Well, just whoever says it first.
Oh, whoever says it first. Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's make it adversarial. Absolutely.
So I got,
stressing me out.
Very polarized on this side of the glass.
10 seconds of the song.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you ready, Ben?
Yep.
Nightlight, one-hit wonder quiz. Conrad, go.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Boom, boom, boom.
Baby.
I know it. Baby on Board, Simpsons. I thought it sounded like you at first. I thought that was Conrad.
Yeah, right. It's the B sharps.
Maybe we should just end it right there. I'm up that, one to nothing
that
against
that, that one was for you because I know you like the Simpsons.
Fictional one hit wonder. Okay.
That was
within the Simpsons.
They were
universe.
A fictional yeah. barbershop quartet from the Simpsons.
I know them, but I was like, oh, they're a hit in the universe of the Simpsons.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Con. I ran a flock of seagulls.
Boom.
Would you have gotten that one?
Is this
Ben?
Rigged? No, I wouldn't.
We weren't even going to have it. Conrad was just going to quiz me.
So far, so good. You're killing it.
I thought it would be fun to have you do this. Okay, number three. Here we go. sounds like a porno I watched about 30 years ago.
Wow.
This is the last time I've seen a porno.
Huh.
What? I don't know. Do you know, Ben?
Nope.
Play it one more time.
That's okay.
It's not going to help.
Horrible. What is that song?
Black Betty by Ram Jam.
I don't know the song, and I don't know the band.
I've heard of
really?
It.
Really?
I like the name of the band, Ram Jam. That's a great name.
Well, that's
fitting
their,
for...
It's their one-hit wonder.
Fitting
yeah,
for your,
okay.
That's why they scored that
what are
movie you
hits?
Are watching.
Yeah. All right. So I am beating Ben.
You're
I kind of
me.
Feel bad about this.
No, it's good.
Whenever we have someone take a quiz in the show, it's pretty easy. Like, we like the guests
you,
to feel.
You knew it was coming. This was just sprung on me at the last minute.
Listen, Jeopardy, don't make excuses. You're doing great. Okay, here we go. What is love? Hathaway.
That's good.
Would you have gotten that one?
Eventually. I mean, I would have gotten the title pretty quick.
All right.
Hathaway, I kind of know, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do one more.
Oh, I know I've got to
take the glove.
Ben is on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
That?
Tainted Love, Soft Cell.
Soft Cell.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Are they a one-hit wonder? I thought they had other things.
This song had like a billion.
Oh, right.
And the
it's
other
like
songs that they had were like
12.
It's pretty different.
Some all right, cell. Cool. All right, 3-1. I'm not proud because he's
a
guest.
They're great.
And let's. All right, here we go. Oh man.
No. Yeah, I know the music video.
But go ahead
it's
and
like,
say the song because I. Uh-huh. Oh, I do know it.
The
now.
Music video with that, you know, it's like sketchy. Yeah, it's
and
great.
The acoustic version of that is phenomenal. The lead singer of A-ha is singing "Take on Me." And the lyrics are very beautiful. It's great. They're almost wasted with that techno stuff, you know.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we do one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
Because I can't see the clock.
Well, if he ties it up, then we have to do a tiebreaker.
No, just do one. I think it's... All right,
I'll play 4-1.
All right.
Yeah, it's like...
Ready?
Yeah.
High above me. She's so lovely. She's so bright.
It's embarrassing.
I know this.
I knew this at one time.
I don't know it. I can't think of it. I mean, I know the song, but what is it?
I put the lyrics in there on purpose because it's She's So High.
That's a trick question. That's what
all right. This has been fun. Ben, thank you so much. I did
fun.
Beat you, but I've won no money.
Oh, yeah,
you're hundreds of thousands of dollars ahead of me in the game show. So, Ben Chan, thank you very much. Don't
thank
be a stranger.
You.
We'll do
yeah,
this
yeah,
again
thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, fantastic. Norm Kapeski coming up in about 10 minutes. The keyword. Do I have time to give the keyword or should I wait, Conrad? All right, we'll do it on the other side of the break just to tease you a little more. It's Beach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've been doing just fine.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examinations? That's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you with me, ladies and gentlemen. I am about to give you the keyword for tonight's keyword for our Text to Win Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It is our multi-state contest. Daily prize is $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you are automatically entered into the grand prize drawing as well. That will be two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a Green Bay home game at noon on November 23rd, and we're even throwing in a gas card. It's going to be great, and I wish all of you luck. Text in the keyword right after I give it to you, then text on the link and sign up for the Civic Media newsletter or Civic Media Today or our social media, and you have added chances to win. A great deal all the way around. Good luck, everybody. Tonight's keyword is chill, C-H-I-L-L, chill, C-H-I-L-L. That's a good keyword. That's my favorite keyword so far.
It's pretty chill of a keyword.
It's a chill keyword for a chill contest. Good luck, everybody. We'll give you the keyword again later in the show just to refresh your memories. We got to get through some text, Con.
I would say so.
It's high time. Our question of the night, what is the saddest song ever written? I have no idea this was going to strike such a chord with people. But John from the 608 says, "Bye Bye American Pie." Interesting. Edward from the 414 says "Tub Thumping" by Chumbawamba. That was a total one hit. No, that's a one hit wonder.
Yeah, that one.
See, I knew this was going to happen tonight.
Yeah, when I was looking up, you know, one hit wonders, that one was like not like at least every single time was in the top five.
Edward says James are most certainly not a one hit wonder. Really. All right, I stand corrected, Edward. I do remember the song Laid, which was great, and I liked other songs on that album. I didn't think any of them were hits, though, but you're obviously probably referring to other albums, so thank you for the clarification. Mothers of the Disappeared by U2 from the Joshua Tree, Edward says, is his most sad song. That's a great choice. That's a horribly depressing song, but a great song. Sometimes they're just depressing, and sometimes they're great songs and depressing. John from Madison in the 608 says, Careless Whisper. Great choice, John. Mike from Cottage Grove says, how about The Way We Were? Yeah, that's a sad one, too. All those songs about, like, Auld Lang Syne is kind of the same way. Or Operator by Croce, someone said earlier. The Way We Were is another one, too. And there's a song by Jim Croce called These Dreams. And one of the lyrics is, and sometimes at night, I think I hear you calling my name. These dreams keep me going these days. Very sad song, but a very beautiful song, too. Patrick in the 608 says, All By Myself, Eric Carmen. I knew it was a matter of time before we heard that one. Thank you, Patrick. John Murray from Madison also says, Relationship Destroyed, Not Cool. Oh, no. What did I do, Conrad?
I don't know.
John is probably referencing something I said earlier. I've killed quite a few relationships since I've been on the air. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, One Hit Wonder, Olka Polka. Gold is badass weed, according to Cheech and Chong. Okay. And to refresh my memory on that one, I still don't quite recall that, but thank you, Tyler. Melissa from Willie Street says, ooh, I got this one. Joni Mitchell, Blue. Yeah, that's a sad song. My next one is another Joni song, River, but I only really feel it around X-Mad, Christmas in Madison?
Yeah.
I think that's what she means. Thank you, Melissa. Chris from the 773 says, if you're a dog lover like me, Chris Stapleton, Maggie's song gets me every time. I don't know that song. Do you?
I do not.
Yeah. It's anything about pets.
Yeah.
You know.
Those are tearjerkers.
Terrible. John says, got the giggles, anyone? And then Melissa from Willie Street says, Christmas. Geez, I thought so, Melissa. I knew. Jim from Appleton, the 920, says the saddest song ever is without a doubt Alone Again, Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan. Alone Again, Naturally. I feel like I know that song, but I can't place it. Jameson from Pennsylvania, he's in the 814, says, only because we know the context, it must be Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. I cannot imagine the overwhelming grief of feeling responsible for your young son's death. And then Jameson says, kudos on Danny Boy. Thank you, Jameson. And yeah, and you're right. Tears in Heaven's a really sad song. John from Madison says, Clapton is an irresponsible jackass. He's judging him for his son falling out the window. Oh, dear. Edward from the 414 says, the fields of Athenry, now that you mentioned Danny Boy. Oh, I don't know that song. Thank you, Edward. Ollie from the Northwood. Oh, that was a phone call. Tyler says, saddest song, My Funny Valentine, sang by Ricky Lee Jones. Yep, that's a sad one, too. I think other people covered that, too. John in Madison says, he is not great, more of an a-hole, really, truth. All right, I've already covered that. I'm in kind of in cahoots with you, John, but I already talked about that. Daddy-O from Windsor, his area code is 608, says, Long, Long Time by Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, but that, you know what? Daddy-O, that's one of those songs that is sad, but a great song. You got the violin in there. They played that on The Last of Us on the HBO show. That's a great song. Great choice. John, I'm not going to read John's last text. Jameson from the 814 says, toss in two more, just like Suicide by Soundgarden. Got a lot of Soundgarden stuff. It's depressing. And Nothing Compares to You, Prince, Sinead O'Connor, best cover ever. Also Chris Cornell. Well done, Jameson. From the 608, Steve says the song is A Daisy a Day by Judd Strunk, who may himself be a one-hit wonder. Came out early 70s. Thanks. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. Scott from Green Bay says Puff the Magic Dragon. Yeah, that's a sad one.
I had to sing that.
Did you really?
In elementary school. Yeah, we had to sing that in music class.
There's a song called Day Is Done, which is very sad, by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and also by John Prine. Two different songs, but the same title. They're both sad. Ronnie from Horicon says, Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues. All right, we will keep at these texts. We're going to get through them. Norm Kapaski is coming up next to tell us about his awesome contest at Appleton Cigar. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Former FBI Director James Comey indicted by a grand jury. Right to ABC's Catherine Falders with the latest.
Three counts were sought here by the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, and we're told by sources that the grand jury indicted on two of those three counts that she was seeking. One of those counts is false statements, presumably to Congress, given that this is what this investigation centered on. The second was an obstruction charge. That's all we know right now.
This comes just days after President Trump publicly demanded that his Justice Department bring charges against Comey and other political opponents. When the previous U.S. attorney in Eastern Virginia, Eric Siebert, declined, Trump ousted him and replaced him with Halligan, his former personal attorney. She brought the charges. On his social media, President Trump calling today's indictment of Comey, quote, justice in America. This is ABC News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not-so-good at-bats where he leaves his zone, chases down especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts. But for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matinee on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows in the mid-50s. With sunshine for tomorrow, beautiful day, a high in the upper 70s. Upper 70s for the high Saturday with sun. Staying dry with more sunshine for Sunday, a high around 80 again. Right now it's 73.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, time for a little recombobulation with Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer joins us. I hope you will too.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We are jamming through a Thursday night here, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, folks. It is great to have you with me. Just to finish up those last texts from our question of the night, what is the saddest song ever written? Mike from Cottage Grove says, Bob Dylan, Tangled Up in Blue. I have to go back and listen to the lyrics for that. I'm not sure what the... Thank you, Mike. Jameson again from Pennsylvania. He is owning the text line tonight. Sorry, one more. That's how I got to Memphis. Tom T. Hall, following Love to Be End and Never Getting Her Back. Yeah, it's always losing someone. These are all great. Thank you, Jameson. Christine from Slinger says, The Prayer, sung by Andrea Bocelli. Beautiful song. Great one, Christine. Lori from Hayward says, Pete, there's an Irish song called The Parting Glass that is really sad. It's sung at a lot of Irish funerals. There's also a wonderful song by Mike Manuel that's called If There's a Phone in Heaven, Put My Mama On When He Wants to Talk to His Mama. That's great, Lori. Thank you. All right. We are going to ask this question to my next guest. He comes to us bearing cigars and a badass beard and a really cool new hotel tattoo. My next guest, folks, is the owner of Appleton Cigar, and he is a frequent guest on the show, and we love having him here, especially when he comes into the studio. Norm Kopeski, hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Always fun. I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate your sponsorship for the show. I love reading your ad every night. If you have not been to Appleton Cigar, folks, check it out, especially if you like to play poker or if you like contests, because they have a really cool one happening this weekend. Should we jump right in and talk
about it?
Yeah,
let's get after it.
Let's do that. Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll ask you your saddest.
Sounds good. Okay. I made notes.
All right, cool. So Norm is here. They have a great event at Appleton Cigar this weekend involving beards. Tell me all about it, Norm.
Yeah, so Appleton Cigar is kind of the home base for Northeast Wisconsin Bearded Villains. Bearded Villains was a kind of an online social media beard club. And
okay.
They started throwing up chapters across the U.S. and now it's worldwide. And one of the key principles that we have is this organization is that we do charity work.
Yeah.
And so we're a nonprofit, and we do fundraising to support other nonprofits, which would be Courage Incorporated is who this year's beneficiary is. And Courage Incorporated, if you kind of follow all the different companies here, Courage Incorporated helps veterans and citizens, civilians, who've either gone through something traumatic, like a PTSD type event, or catastrophic physical injuries, their amputees, whatever like that, who just don't quite get to enjoy the outdoors again the way they would before their injuries. So Courage Incorporated, it's all volunteers. They go out and they take these people kayaking or whitewater rafting, fishing, camping. Some people want to stack stones on the north shore of Lake Superior. And so they go up there and they just help these people touch grass again and just kind of regain some inner peace.
Courage Incorporated, that's where the proceeds will go from this year's Bearded Villains.
That's right.
The second annual? Or four? No, wait.
Our first beard competition.
Oh, okay.
This is our first year with the beard competition. And so this is kind of all kind of coming together for us. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now let's talk about, that's so cool that you guys are doing that, Norm. And I know you do a lot of that kind of work. You're a believer in charity and all that kind of stuff, which is outstanding. What made you, explain the title, Bearded Villains. What does that mean?
So the original core of the group was kind of these big bearded, husky, dark clothes wearing kind of Johnny Cash personas, some tattoos, and right? And we often get kind of mistyped as hard people.
Yeah.
We're not. We're pretty gooey inside.
Right.
And we love our families, love our kids, and love the brotherhood that we've got going on. And so we really work hard to kind of create just a space for anybody, you know, to come in. You got to have a beard, though. And so, or be the wife of a bearded person. So.
Right. So, all right. So how does this work? I'm curious because I had a beard years ago.
Yeah.
But how do you judge? Like, what goes into the judging? It seems like it's kind of a subjective thing. You got a really awesome beard. You've obviously been working on it for a long time. But does that come into play? Is how trim it is, or how do you judge?
Yeah, so each judge is going to kind of have their own criteria, but by and large, the three categories that we have competitions for this weekend, 6 inches and shorter,
okay,
so beard length from the chin down, 6 inches and longer, and then best styled. So guys will come in and their beards will be made into like octopus tentacles or a bowl of, it'll look like a bowl of ramen.
You know, that would look good on you, Conrad. Go for the octopus beard when you can grow a beard.
Yeah.
So, all those different factors, but like, it seems kind of subjective. Like, there's no definite criteria for judging.
There kind of is. Like, when a person looks at a beard, you can put 7 beards in a room, and you can kind of go through and like, that's a good one. That's maybe a little sparse, or doesn't look like you've trimmed it in 6 years.
Not taking care of your beard,
right? You know, and so it may work for them, and that's what they're after. But it's kind of up to the judge. Like, how dense do they want it?
Right.
You know, does it need to be full and thick all the way through? Does it need to be uncut from the sideburns all the way to the chin?
Wow.
And it's just, you know, 6-inch hair the whole way through. I mean, there's different criteria like that.
How long did it take you to get your beard to where it is today? Like how long a time span to get to that length?
It takes me about a year to grow it out this long.
Oh, okay.
So I'd spend this length for about 4 years now, but I keep it trimmed up every couple months. I go in and get it cleaned up and.
Do you ever not want it?
The armpit heat of August.
Because your face sweats more.
It's just so hot.
That's so funny. And what about like some women like beards and some women don't. Like your wife is obviously a beard. I met your wife.
Yeah.
She's obviously a beard lover.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty protective of it. So, no one gets close to it except for her and my barber.
Are you in the contest?
I won't be.
You can't be. Okay.
No, we'll be playing host.
So, okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Norm Kapaski is here, folks. Check out Appleton Cigar. He is one of the owners. It's a great spot. And they have this great event going on this weekend, Bearded Villains. All the proceeds, or a substantial amount of the proceeds, go to Courage Incorporated, a group that does great things for people suffering from PTSD or physical ailments. It sounds like just an outstanding event. The last time you were here, Norm, you had this great, we talked about poker.
Yeah.
I'm a huge poker fan, but due to where I live mostly, it's kind of remote. I'm playing online and I'm almost intimidated to play with I'm playing against real people, but you can't read anybody. It's all avatars and maybe people have the real. Tell people if they wanted to come and check out a poker night or if they're curious, what is that like?
So Tuesday night at 7:00, we start setting up the poker tables and it's a $10 buy-in. All the winnings go to the players.
Okay.
The house takes no cut of it.
Wow.
It all goes back to the players. Same thing with Courage Incorporated. All the proceeds from this go 100% goes to them.
Wow. That's so cool.
We're not
so
taking
cool.
a cut of anything.
That's great.
And so it's, we want a friendly game. We want a nice sociable atmosphere. So it's very manners driven. We have house rules that follow, World Series of Poker rules.
Okay.
And so like, those are just the standard rules. I mean, it's, we want a friendly game. Among friends.
And do they always turn out that way? I mean, you seem like you get great clientele.
Yeah.
Like people get what it is and read the room and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You had, I checked with you about two guys that have their own cigar company too, and you deal with these guys, Hank and Herschel.
Yeah.
They were great guests.
Awesome.
And they were in here and you were like, we do business with them. It's fine. And so it was really fun to have them. Hank kept referring to cigars as sticks.
Yep.
And I just love that. I'd never heard that before. Is that a new term or is that like a throwback?
Sticks has been some of the lexicon for as long as I've been smoking cigars for the last 20 years. Sticks, stogies, cigars.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you have a cigar like? Do you alternate? Like, do you have a favorite, and then you'll smoke that for a while, and then you kind of find something different, or what are you into now?
So I still have my standard cigar, my daily, you would call it. That's my Romacraft Whiskey Rebellion in the Washington size. And then in my weekly/monthly rotation is going to be Lovely Cigars. It'll be 12 Tribes, Hank and Herschel's.
Yeah.
It'll be Crown Heads like La Imperosa, Tatuaje that I gave you guys tonight. They make a lot of great cigars.
This is so cool. I wish the stream was up. I would hold it for effect, but anyway.
Win some, you lose some. Yeah. But there's a ton of great cigars out there.
Yeah.
And life's too short to just drink one can of Coke, right?
True. You
try it out.
Especially if you, someone who has like a nuanced taste for cigars. I ask you this every time you come on because people might be listening that have not smoked cigars, but if they want to try it, what should they start with? I mean, obviously they should go to Appleton Cigar and you'll steer them right, but what would you have them or what advice would you give them?
So unlike in high school when your buddies were trying to get you to smoke a cigarette and they were looking for you to turn green and get sick, we actually don't want that. We want you to enjoy the experience. So we're not going to play some kind of crack at your expense on it. So we're going to help steer you into a lighter cigar, like a Connecticut wrapper, a lighter filler and binder. So it would be like an Esteban Carreras Cashmere or a Perdomo Champagne or a Perla del Mar Shade. Lovely Mike Gem cigar, him and his buddies.
Okay.
It would be their lovely Elegante. It would be something that's on that. There's some flavor, there's some complexity, but it's not so strong that you want to turn green on it.
Is it kind of like the same with alcohol, like whiskey? You could just make straight up alcohol whiskey with no flavor, really. Right. And okay, that's fine. But is it the same with cigars? You want a little hint of something?
You do. Yeah, you do. And you can go all the way from the Everclears into through the vodkas, you know, so you're slowly incorporating more and more flavors into an Irish whiskey. And then you have bourbons and ryes and scotches, and they all have little subtleties going on in different ways.
You told me, I think the last time you were here, your choice of beverage with a cigar is coffee.
That's right.
Is it still that way?
It still is coffee.
What if you were going to go for a cocktail? What would you match with a cigar?
I would do Maker's Mark Original, 2/3 of the way full of ice, and then just cap the ice in bourbon.
See, it's interesting. I'm not even in the same conversation you with cigar knowledge, but whenever I did have a glass of like Irish whiskey or something, I liked it room temp with a cigar.
Yep.
I don't know. Am I outside the lines there? Or?
It's to each their own.
Yeah.
It really is.
Okay.
What serves your palate the best and what facilitates your enjoyment?
I think last time you were here, you said you smoke a cigar every day and, oh, here we go. You're getting some love on the text line.
Oh, very cool. Thanks,
Norm,
guys.
JB Thompson, I said Neil Diamond. Norm is a master of cigars. Well, we certainly know that, JB. Did JB introduce us?
I think he did,
right? Yeah. Thank you, JB. The guy behind the guy, Conrad.
Behind the guy.
Thank you, JB. And I could not agree more. Neil, you were talking about Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond has a song called Solitary Man about the guy who broke up, a sad song. Johnny Cash does a version of that with that Johnny Cash voice. Yeah, forget about it. It's fantastic. It's like
I'm going to look him up.
Oh, it's great. It's for your ride home, Norm.
Yeah.
Solitary Man, Johnny Cash. I've been listening to it at the gym because it's a sad song, but his voice still gets you pumped up because it's Johnny Cash, you know? All right. So we'll have more. We'll have a few more minutes with our pal, Norm Kopaski, when we come back, and we'll give you a reminder of the really cool event, Bearded Villains, going on at Appleton Cigar this weekend. Highly recommend it. Once again, folks, tonight's keyword is chill. CHILL for the Civic Media Text to Win contest. Be part of the fun and text that word in on the app, and you're eligible to win. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
A small conversation can make a big difference. Asking someone if they're okay is important. And during the Suicide Prevention Month, check in. And remember, 988 is always open. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, folks. Last time, tonight's keyword is chill, C-H-I-L-L. Text that in on the app, and you are eligible to win $200 and gold jewelry and a spot in our grand finale drawing, which is two tickets to the green and gold versus the purple and gold on November 23rd at noon. It's a great contest, our multi-state contest here at Civic Media. Steady Eddie chiming in here. He's in the 608. Pete, I'm remembering the sad, mysterious, and haunting song Ode to Billy Joe. Was released in 1967 by singer-songwriter Bobby Gentry. I remember listening to it back then on the radio. It was the number one song on the charts for 4 weeks. Oh, good memory, Steady Eddie. Jeez. It's about Billy Joe McAllister, a young man who jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. I don't think I'd write a song about something like that. It's just like really tragic, right?
I like that Steady gave you the phonetic of that.
Yeah, thank God. And he says, look for it on YouTube. Bobby Gentry sang it live and in color and on the Andy Williams TV show, 1971. Steady Eddie, thank you, buddy. I want to show this to Norm. Norm Kopeski is my guest from Appleton Cigar. Look at how Kim Kardashian plays poker. She wore mirrored sunglasses while playing poker so everybody could see
her cards. Her cards. That's usually helpful.
You can tell if she has a poker face, too. Norm Kopeski is my guest. Check out Bearded Villains, folks. If you love beards, if you have a beard, even if you don't love beards, it's going to be a fun event at Appleton Cigar this weekend. The actual beard judging is Saturday at 12:30.
That's right, yeah.
And it's so, hey, put your beard out there. All the proceeds go to a great cause, Courage Incorporated. It's a really fun event, and it's a bunch of great guys that hang out at Appleton Cigar, and girls, I would assume,
yep.
too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your wife smokes cigars?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. I remember that. Wow. Yeah. She could probably out-smoke me. Conrad, when are you going to smoke your cigar?
I guess probably tonight.
Okay. I think I'm going to save mine
while watching some football.
Yeah. I'm going to All right, so Norm, I have to ask you, do you have favorite people to smoke a cigar? I'm sure you smoke alone sometimes, but are there people in particular you can't wait to see and light up a cigar with? Because I have those people, and I don't smoke cigars that often.
Yeah, so it would be my dad, my brothers, or the three of my children that are old enough to smoke.
Wow.
So your
kids are into it too.
Yep.
Which makes sense. Yeah. That's so awesome. All right. So you have another event coming up at Appleton Cigar on the 18th of October. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So La Gloria Cigars is one of the brands that we carry and does really well for us. Our rep, John Curtis, is coming in, and he's going to be putting on a big show that afternoon, some door prizes and buy 10, get 2 cigar type deals going on. We do box price, which is 10% off the box purchase of La Gloria or any Forge product.
How much is a box typically of good cigars like that?
A box of cigars like that could be 180 to 400.
Oh, wow.
But you're getting 20 cigars out of it, 20 to 30 cigars.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's so cool. All right. Well, so check out that too, folks, on the 18th at Appleton Cigar, La Gloria. A fun event too, especially if you, I think it's a great place to go if you want to learn. I think I told you one time when you were here on the show before, Norm, the first time I went to a cigar lounge, I didn't know what to expect. I ended up having the time of my life. Yeah. It was just like, if you just like shooting the whatever and hanging out, it's just a great way to kill some time but still enjoy life.
That's right. There's some great storytellers in every cigar lounge that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Talking about current events, pop culture.
Right.
I mean, all kinds of different stuff. Military stories, career, you know, their life as a career, whatever. Aviation pilot down to basketball coach, et cetera.
That's the best place. I remember that too because I love being around people. We all have our regulars, people we're with. There's no surprises. It's so great when you meet people. You don't know where they're coming from, what story they're going to lay on you. And it's just, I love meeting people like that. And a cigar lounge is a great place to do that. Do you have a, you just said you're a big burly guy.
Yep.
Gooey on the inside, that's like a lot of you villains. What do you have a favorite sad song?
It'd have to be either Traveling Soldier or Whiskey Lullaby.
Oh, wow. Who sings those now?
Traveling Soldier, I Know It by the Dixie Chicks. It was came out in the 70s, though, post-Vietnam. And I don't know who the original performer was.
But they covered it.
Yeah, that's Dixie Chicks covered it, and it's so mournful. And then Whiskey Lullaby is Brad Paisley and... Oh, just spaced her name.
A duet?
It's a duet.
Okay, Brad Paisley.
Alison Krauss.
Thank you, yes.
Oh, I love Alison Krauss. And the Dixie Chick. And Brad Paisley. That's fantastic. Alison Krauss, though, has a phenomenal voice. Oh, that's cool. Okay, and you want to play a one-hit wonder song, Conrads? Let's see if Norm can. We were doing this contest before with Ben. I don't want to put you on the spot, but these are pretty easy.
I heard you whiff on Ram Jam.
That was a big time whiff. But I did let him have Soft Cell. I knew that one, but I
how nice of you.
Completely outclass the Jeopardy chip. All right.
Yeah, I could go. Do you want?
Let's just do one
because
I know we're maybe we can get to it. Let's see how Norm does.
Write yourself off.
I can sing it.
Yeah, same. It just takes some time, man. But what is it? I don't know the song.
That it's a weird name that they have for the band.
It just takes some time, man.
It's not the start. It's not the end. It's the
middle. That's the name of the band?
That's the name of the song. The band's name is Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, Jimmy Eat World. Yeah, I remember them. All right, well, we can do one more. Let's get one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thousand miles.
Yes.
Correct.
Wait, what? 10,000?
10,000 miles.
I thought it was 500.
No, it's 5,000.
5,000 miles.
We're kind of both right.
Yeah, there we go.
Norm Kopeski, best of luck this weekend with your event. Check out Bearded Villains, folks. If you're into beards, cigars, or just hanging out and having a good time, hop down to Appleton Cigar this weekend. Everything starts tomorrow, but the contest is 12:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, so we kick things off with a meet and greet, kind of open house style. Appleton's doing their Oktoberfest, so we block off downtown end of the other, and it's licensed to cruise, so it's a car show, and then Saturday starts up with the beer tents and great food, and then we have a competition.
Be a great time. My thanks to Ben Chan and my pal, Norm Kopesky. And all of your texts, we didn't get to all of them. We will, whatever we didn't get to today, we'll get to tomorrow. Tomorrow night's a bar band. Friday night, we'll be back. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's handpicked new U.S. attorney secured a grand jury indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, accusing him of lying to Congress about Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as obstructing a congressional inquiry. This now becomes the first criminal case against one of the president's main critics, Trump threatening more to come. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
On orders from President Trump, the new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, urging a grand jury to indict former FBI Director James Comey. Halligan, who was once one of the president's personal attorneys, sworn into the job earlier this week, after sources tell us Trump forced out her predecessor for failing to bring charges against several of his political enemies, including Comey.
In his first video posted since the indictment, Comey, quoting, "Fear is the tool of a tyrant," adding, "But I'm not afraid." This is ABC News.